This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Nerds!
Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Smart Travel doesn't just cover points and miles. They break down all the financial aspects of your trip, whether that's the best days to book, how to avoid hidden fees, or which fancy travel credit cards pay off, and which ones are just an expensive flex. If you want your travel budget to work harder, then dive into the best deals, products, services, and more with Smart Travel from NerdWallet, wherever you get your podcasts. What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Have you ever experienced mistaken identity? Somebody come up to you and said, "Oh my God, Roy, how are? I haven't seen you forever. You look great, and you're not Roy. You don't know who Roy is."
Or maybe you thought someone was someone else.
It happened to Luke Bryan. He posted this on his socials.
What's up, y'all? It's Luke. So, story of the day. Stopped by to get some snacks from a gas station. This kind of big guy, tatted up. He's just staring me down. I'm like, oh, yeah, he recognizes me. I walk up to the counter. He goes, "Man, God, dude, you look just like Blake Shelton. You're not Blake Shelton, are you?" And I said, I'm not Blake Shelton. He goes, "You got to get that all the time." I was like, "You know, every now and then I get it." But he goes, "Well, you're his doppelganger." And, like, I mean, you know who he is. He's on that TV show. I said, "Yeah, I know who he is." And he goes, "Could you imagine what it would be like to have Blake Shelton's money?"
833-287-1037. Matthew, have you ever experienced mistaken identity? Maybe someone thought you were someone else, or you thought someone was someone else?
So I was at Alpine, at the Albertsons in Alpine, and I saw one of my buddies, his doppelganger. I thought it was my buddy Kevin. It turned out it was a completely different person, but this guy was the spitting image of my friend Kevin, and I thought for sure. I walked up to him. I said, "Oh, hey, Kevin Schwartz, how's it going, bud?" And he goes, "Who?" So that's what happened to me.
Matthew, if Tammy would have saw your buddy look like Kevin, she would have ran up to him and said,
"Any chance we can to play that, I'll do it."
I swear to God, I was at Cordiano Winery years ago with my daughters and my then wife, and saw this beautiful blonde-haired woman who was missing an arm.
Mm-hmm.
And I was so sure it was Bethany Hamilton,
yes,
the surfer. I was literally about to go up to her and tell her how much I admired her.
Yes.
My daughters were like, "No, it's not her. I mean, I'm telling you, it's her." Mm-hmm. "We just watched the movie. I'm telling you, it's her."
And it was not.
It wasn't her. It was the wrong arm.
Oh.
Yeah, my daughters still make fun of me for that, but I was just about to really embarrass myself. 833-287-1037. Mistaken identity. You were so sure that person you saw was somebody that you knew or somebody famous, and it's not. And you embarrassed yourself, or were you mistaken for somebody else?
There was one time, John, where there was a group of girls who for a little bit thought you were Eric Church.
Oh, stop.
Well, you were wearing your Eric Church outfit.
I don't have an Eric Church outfit for the thousandth time. You know how to push my button so
unnerely. I love seeing it.
You know, you'd think I hadn't worked with you for 25 years.
But they did, didn't they, for a little bit?
Okay, well, yes, Tammy is accurate. We were in Memphis, Tennessee, as opposed to Memphis, Ohio. And We were walking out of a hotel.
Uh-huh.
It was an event that many country stars were at. And that means there were lots of autograph hounds. I walked out with my sunglasses on, a jacket.
The whole Eric Church look.
And three women came running across the street, mm-hmm. like literally right at me. And they stopped when they saw me. And if you would have seen the disappointment on their face when they realized
they
wasn't Eric Church.
They wanted Eric Church. That was not like that.
Stop it.
You had your hair buzz cut like Eric did at the time. You had the same green jacket that he wears. You had the same sunglasses that he wears.
You make me sound so lame. Like, I purposely tried to twin myself.
You didn't do it to look like Eric Church. You just did look like Eric Church from a distance.
He's like 6 inches taller than I am.
From a distance, I said.
I look like Eric Church's roly-poly cousin.
Oh, my God.
I do. Just ask the three women.
Jelly Church?
Jelly Church. That's funny. 833-287-1037. Sean and Tammy, San Diego's morning show on KSON. Some poor guy had a mistaken identity case when he thought Luke Bryan was Blake Shelton. He was in the same neighborhood, I guess.
I guess, yes.
Caitlin, share your mistaken identity situation.
Yeah, so I guess we're talking 22 years ago. I was dressed up, went in to the diner locally, and they swore I was Drew Barrymore. And they fed all of us, and I signed a fake autograph, and then I admitted who I was because I was a regular, and they laughed and enjoyed it, and it was a great night.
So you've been told that before?
Well, yes.
Really?
No, yes.
I mean,
to the point where people would only call me Drew because they're like, you are Drew Barrymore.
Man.
I love how you just played off it. Why not?
Must be rough to look like Drew Barrymore. I look like E.T., not Drew Barrymore.
John.
It's true. Bye, Caitlin.
Bye.
Matt and El Cajon, what's your mistaken identity situation?
James Hetfield from Metallica.
Give me fuel, give me fire, give me that which I desire. So you thought someone was James Hetfield, or someone thought you were James Hetfield from Metallica?
They thought I was.
So are you like some big buff dude with tats and a big mustache?
I didn't have tats back then, but I had long hair and a big mustache.
That's pretty cool.
Did you kind of run with it for a little bit, or?
Well, yeah. I mean, it was going to get me.
Yes, go on.
I knew that was coming. That's great. How long did you let it go on?
About 10 minutes.
Oh, well, that was 10 minutes that you were a rock star, man.
Boy, I mean, one of the best rock stars ever. Cool. Thanks, bro. Good story.
What was her reaction, by the way, when you told the truth?
She was fine with it. She was cool.
All right.
So you got a date?
No.
Oh, bummer. No. Bummer.
You know what? James would have, bro. James Hetfield would
have. Hey, John, you know, when I see you Saturday, we're going to have words.
Thanks, not James. See you Saturday, bro.
That's awesome. That's great. I can't wait to see him. Saturday night, Country Fest. Get your tickets right now at KSON.com.
John and Tammy, San Diego's morning show.
I'm Jordan Robinson, host of the new podcast, The Women's Hoop Show. Each episode, I'll be joined by a rotating group of women's basketball experts to talk WNBA, college hoops, the new Unrivaled League, and the shifting landscape of the sport. The game is growing, and so are we. Listen to and follow The Women's Hoop Show and Odyssey Podcast, available now for free on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.